1 second from half court.
Jumping for joy.
First ever.
A 2-on-1. Oh.
Did he bring it in? He did.
It is
caught.
This broadcast is a production of the WJPA Sports Network, presented by CNX Foundation.
On behalf of our team.
Good afternoon from Gateway High School. Today, the WJPA Sports Network and the NFHS Network present the first round of the WPIAL Class 5A softball playoffs as the West Allegheny Indians take on the Latrobe Wildcats. Hi, Nate Rigotti alongside our friends Brett Gambita and Scott Donnelly. West A comes into this ball game after splitting the section championship with Montour, 7-3 out of the section, 12-3 overall, trying to get back to the state semifinal. Meanwhile, for Latrobe, the Wildcats, 10-8 overall, 7-5 out of section 2. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network is being brought to you by the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By CNX Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. Glad to have you here at Gateway. The sun is shining, a warm felt on our backs as we get this Class 5A bracket underway. We welcome you in to the Visit Green pregame show. We're going to step aside when we come back as Scott Donnelly punches the buttons. Here on the Visit Green pregame show, we'll take a look at this Class 5A bracket, other games going on today in this division, and we'll look at the starting lineups and break down these two teams. It's all next here on the Visit Green pregame show.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreen.org.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
Thank you.
national anthem here at Gateway. We welcome you back in to the Visit Green pregame show. Nate Rigotti alongside Scott Donnelly, Brett Gambita, as we get this Class 5A softball bracket underway. West Allegheny, section winner once again, second straight season. They made a run to the PIAA semifinals a year ago before falling to Penn Trafford. The Indians were hit hard by graduation since that PIAA semifinal team a season ago, losing a couple of all-section honorees, but a couple of good players to watch on this team for West Allegheny, including Alexis Santucci and sophomore Kate Cook. For Latrobe, they were 10-9 a season ago. They get into the playoffs. They return a pair of all-section players in Natalia Sakaris and Sarah Blossy, who's already committed to Point Park, along with a St. Vincent recruit in Miley Williams. Starting lineups being introduced on to the field right now. Why don't we give you those starting lineups presented by Valley View Farms, a premier wedding and event venue in Waynesburg. Visit them at valleyviewfarmvenue.com. The Latrobe Wildcats, the number 13 seed, so they'll be the away team in bat first. Leading off at shortstop is Natalia Sakaris. Batting second at second base, Juliana Bulabosh.
Now for West
batting
Allegheny
third in left field, Sarah Blossy.
Batting first, number 26.
Batting fourth in center field, Morgan Myers.
Batting second.
Batting fifth in catching, Marissa Machunsky. Batting sixth, the designated player, batting Madison
third,
Morrison.
Number 27.
Batting seventh at first base, today, Macy Schultz.
Irina
in the eighth spot, the third baseman, Maddie Machunsky. And batting ninth in right field, wearing number nine, Gabrielle
batting
Cunningham.
Fifth,
Claire Thomas, the flex player, gets the start on the mound.
Batting six.
Take a look at the lineup for West Allegheny. For the Indians, number four overall, leading off and playing third base, Maddie Merritts.
Batting
second at second base, Alexis Santucci.
Batting
third and pitching is Irina Santoro. Batting in the cleanup spot, the designated player, Kate Cook. Batting fifth at first base, Ava Benish. Batting sixth in right field is Hayden Martin. In the seventh spot is the catcher, Autumn Siski. Batting eighth in center field, Charlie Resitar. And batting ninth, the shortstop, Marissa Palima. The flex player is left fielder, Avery Boring. Step aside here once again, and I think we're going to have the first pitch already here on the Visit Green pregame show when we come back on WJPA.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event. And the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
We're so thankful to Valley View Farm for joining our productions here at the WJPA Sports Network and all of our sponsors, including Washington and Jefferson College today. Game one of two here at Gateway. We'll have Trinity and Plum in this Class 5A bracket after this game here today. Winner of this one will take on the winner of Baldwin and Kiske. That game getting underway at Norwin right this second. Latrobe wearing their black jerseys with the white pinstripes, orange numbers, the orange belt, the black caps with orange trim. West Allegheny in their white jersey with the black pinstripes. As Santoro winds and deals, the first pitch misses for a ball. Left-handed batter here is Sakaris. Santoro's pitch, that one in the turf for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. As the Latrobe dugout gets loud here. Third baseman Merritt's playing up, swing and a miss for strike one. Sakaris, the shortstop, here for Latrobe. 2-1, showing bunt, and she offered at it. Two balls, two strikes. Now the count. And that's a replay from yesterday. We didn't clear out the replay. Did you hit record on there too, by the way, Scott? 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, off speed, gets her to go around. First strikeout there for Irina Santoro.
Coming to the plate, number 7, second base, Boulevard.
Bola Bosch, the right-handed pitcher. Okay, that's our crowd mic going crazy. That scared me. You know, we didn't bring any tape here. First pitch is a ball. There it goes again. All right, we're just going to set it over here and see what we can pick up. 1-0 pitch, swung on foul down the third baseline. You know, we're still trying to get things situated here. Thank you, Scott. One ball, one strike. One off speed. Ball and two strikes now. Irina Santoro winds and deals. That one fouled away into the netting. One ball, two strikes. Bases empty. From one down here. Santoro, the right-handed pitcher, winds and deals once again. 1-2 pitch, fouled away down the third baseline once again. Second time she's done that. Wind blowing just a little bit here from left to right, directly down that left field line towards center. One ball, two strikes. Bulabosh, the second baseman, standing in. A 1-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Back-to-back K's for Irina Santoro to start off this ball game.
Left field, Blossy.
Brings up Sarah Blossy, the left fielder. Right-handed batter. First pitch to her, fouled away just off the edge of the bat. West Allegheny getting the fourth seed. They're splitting the section title with Montour. Three section losses for West A. Chopper to the shortstop. Palima makes the play. A little high throw, but there to make the grab is Ava Benish. And Latrobe is retired in order in the top of the first. We head to the bottom of the first inning. Scoreless here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
If your basement walls are peeling, that is not appealing. So this is water damage?
Yes, sir. That's water damage.
How many people right now have compromised in their basement brought on by water?
Oh, the majority. I mean, water is the enemy of a home.
Right.
But it's better to have it assessed to give you that ease of mind.
Sure.
Inspections are free. Might as well just give us a call to help.
Baker's Waterproofing is now Groundworks. Schedule a free inspection.
At Penn West University, we're making college make sense again for people who maybe thought college wasn't the answer. We're making college practical with programs tied to in-demand jobs that prepare you for success right away. We're making college accessible by breaking down barriers and offering more choices. We're making college approachable with faculty who understand where you're coming from and help you get where you're going. At Penn West, we're making college valuable again for people just like you. Learn more at pennwest.edu.
Take a look at the defense for Latrobe. Claire Thomas gets the start in the circle. Marissa Machinsky behind the dish. Maddie Machinsky down at third base. Natalia Sakaris at shortstop. Juliana Bulabosh out at second, and Macy Schultz is at first base. In left field, Sarah Blasi. Morgan Myers has the duty in center, and Gabrielle Cunningham will be in right field. Leading off for West Allegheny, Maddie Meritz, Alexis Santucci, and Arena Santoro due to bat this inning for the Indians. West A, three section losses to three different opponents. Losses to South Fayette, Montour, and Upper St. Clair. Finish the section at 7-3. First pitch, a little slow swing there from Meritz for strike one. Ended up splitting that section title with Montour at 7-3. 0-1 pitch. Ground ball, left side, scooped up by the third baseman, Machinsky. Throw to first on time for the first out. Nice job by Machinsky to make that play.
Coming to the plate, number 10.
A little closer at first than I thought it was.
Alexis Santucci.
Brings up Santucci, second baseman. Left-handed batter here for the Indians. First pitch to her is swung on and missed.
Adjust your pin, adjust!
Come on, pitch low in the turf. Artificial surface here the whole way around at Gateway. Whole infield and the outfield. 200 to center field. And 200 down the left field line. High fence. 1-1 pitch upstairs for a ball. That fence at about 6 feet tall, I'd say, out there. Good view there from our cameraman, Brett Gambita. Some fans positioned right behind home plate, where Brett is. You see him on the camera there. 2-1 pitch popped up foul territory down the first base line up against the fence, and it'll be a foul ball. Two balls, two strikes now. One out, bases empty. Alexis Santucci at the plate. Claire Thomas, the flex player. Lines and deals. Grounder. Nice job by Bulabosh to track it down and get the out at first base. Two down in the inning. Two ground outs for West Allegheny to start off this ball game. Bulabosh stabbing at it there. Again, winner of this one takes on winner of Baldwin and Kiske on the left side of this bracket. Other games today, Shaler and Moon and Armstrong and Fox Chapel. This one popped up behind the backstop for strike one. We'll have the Trinity Plum game after this on NFHS and WJPA. A one pitch, a little off speed, that one. Misses for a ball. One ball, one strike. Ball. Sounds like the bird from Finding Nemo. One one. Soft grounder, gloved by Thomas to the left of the circle. She'll make the play over at first. And West Allegheny is retired in order. We've played one. We're scoreless here in the WPIL playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
You can shop for pretty much anything online. Clothes, food, vacations, you name it. All without ever leaving the comfort of your couch. Finally, banking can be just that easy too. With the all-new FMB eStore, you can shop for hundreds of financial products to manage your money, all from the comfort of your couch. From clicks to bricks, we've got you covered. Experience the FMBE store in branch, on your phone, or online at fmb-online.com.
You're always on the winning team with the Power of Bowser, the official car dealer of the WPIAL. Visit powerofbowser.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week to find your perfect vehicle. Get the absolute best price and the best car buying experience around. See the full lineup at powerofbowser.com. Powerofbowser.com, where the power of Bowser is yours.
Over 300 majors.
We head to the top of the second inning, still looking for our first base runner of the ball game. Both teams retired in order to start off the game. At the plate here will be Morgan Myers.
Leading off for Latrobe, number
Marissa Munchunski and Madison Morrison due to bat this inning. Right-handed batter. Mayer stands in. Ground ball left side. That's through the hole. Just past the shortstop, Palima. And we have our first hit of the ball game.
Coming to the plate, number 11, catcher Marissa Munchunski.
That one just right there between third and short. And Mayer's is aboard. Brings up Marissa Munchunski. Munchunski, that is. Shows bunt, pops it up backwards, and that'll be a foul ball. Well, Latrobe may be trying to play some small ball here as Mayer's got a good jump off the bag at first. Third baseman Merritt's playing up in front of the bag. So is first baseman Benish, showing bunt once again. Now pulls it back. Runner goes. Chopper right to the third baseman Merritt's. Gets one at second base. Trying to turn two. Can't get it. That was awfully close. West A can't believe it, but Mayer's, the lead runner, is retired as West Allegheny can't quite turn two. Boy, that was close. Bang, bang, play.
At bat number 20.
Munchunski aboard with a fielder's choice at first base now. One out. Madison Morrison coming to the plate. I believe we have a runner down at first.
Yes, sir. Make sure Luke had his
ball. I had to get my work done first.
You have a, that is a courtesy runner.
Next one, yep, sweet.
Darren Vervich. Vervich. Brett wrote down that pronunciation for me. Ava. Maybe it's Durenovich. I don't know, Brett. Look at me. You got that pronunciation. Durenovich. Ava Durenovich down at first base. Foul ball. Evens up the count at one ball and one strike.
They did. Throw it up, yes.
Mayer's led off with a single, but retired at second on the fielder's choice. Munchunski stands at first base. Madison Morrison batting here. One ball, one strike. One out with a runner on. Still in a scoreless ball game. That one low. Runner takes off. Throw down to second, not in time. Two balls and a strike now the count. Boy, a ball beater there too. Just that's a really nice slide by Durenovich to go out to the right side of that bag. That one just misses. Three balls and a strike now. Maybe a little in. Runner in scoring position here for Latrobe in the top of the second inning. Nothing, nothing to score. 3-1 pitch. Now to Morrison. And that's ball four. Runners at first and second now with just one out for the Wildcats.
Coming to the plate.
First walk issued by Irina Santoro. Macy Schultz, the first baseman, now will come to bat. Top of the second, one out, runners at first and second base. Nothing, your score here between Latrobe and West Allegheny. Glad to have you along on NFHS and WJPA. The catcher, Autumn Siski, calling out the defense there from behind the plate. Steps out in front of it for a moment. Now assumes her position. Santoro looks in. First pitch coming now to Schultz. Schultz lays down a bunt, and it goes foul. Off the bat and bounces back behind her. Beautiful day. Going to be a little cold tomorrow for baseball and softball. Well, you know what? There is nothing, for at least for us, on the schedule. Weather's been good. More action on Thursday. Corners playing in. That pitch inside. One ball, one strike. Here for Macy Schultz. All of today's winners in 5A softball will go to Thursday. 1-1 count. Showing bunt again. And right back to the catcher. Foul ball. Off the chest. One ball, two strikes the count. Thought that one was popped up just enough to maybe be considered a fly ball, but a foul ball off the chest. One ball, two strikes now with one out. Runners at first and second base. Santoro winds and deals. Another foul ball. This one down the third baseline and towards the Latrobe dugout. First baseman Benish playing in. 1-2 pitch. That one in the turf. Big jump out there at second. For Narenovich. Two-two. Another foul ball. Nice scoop up by the coach there in the third base coach's box. Macy Schultz having a good at-bat here. Several foul balls. Battling for the Cats. Two-two offering, chases that one upstairs and pops it up. Got up underneath that one and sends it out of play. Another foul ball here by Macy Schultz. What an at-bat for her. First baseman, right-handed batter, standing in tough here. 2-2 offering once again. Ground ball to the third baseman. You get one there, the force out at second, and the throw is wide and into right field. But the lead runner retired once again by the West Allegheny defense. Tried to get the double play there. Nice job by Maddie Maritz to get the lead out, but the throw just wide. And would have been better off actually throwing that ball to first base to try to double him up instead of trying to get that lead out at second. You already had one out. Double play. Should have tagged the bag and gone to first. Runner still at first and second base, but now with two outs here for Maddie Manchinski. First pitch, strike. Leaning in here is Irina Santoro, 0-1 pitch. Another soft grounder. Charging in is the shortstop, Palima. Throw to first, a little high, and it's off the glove of Benish. Coming home from third and scoring is Morrison, and Latrobe will take a 1-0 lead. The air there by the shortstop. Rush that throw.
Nine, the right fielder, Cunningham.
Brings home Morrison. On the air. Moves Schultz over to second. And aboard with the air is Manchinski. Nine spot batter Cunningham now, a lefty at the plate. First pitch to her is a ball. Throw down to third. Back in time safely there is Schultz. Swing and a miss, strike two. That's it, Irina. Good job, Irina. Good job, Runners on the corners, two outs, one run across here in the top of the second inning. Showing bunt once again, the 0-2. Low for a ball. An unearned run across in the inning. Santoro with the pitch. The 1-2 fouled away. As Cunningham stays alive. One-two once again. Another chopper. This one to Palima again. It's short throw to first, this time in time, and that will end the inning. Latrobe scores one run on one hit. There was one error and two left on the bases. We go to the bottom of the second inning. Latrobe now leading West Allegheny 1-0 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small town charm meets wide open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Kate Cook leads things off for West Allegheny here in the bottom of the second, now trailing Latrobe 1-0. Ava Benish and Hayden Martin due to bat this inning as West A still looks for its first base runner. That one off speed, fouled away. I thought it did, maybe not. That one a slow one in across the plate. Two balls and a strike. Cook, the designated player. 2-1 pitch to her. Here's a fly ball into shallow left field, and that gets down. West A has its first hit of the ball game.
Coming to the plate, number 16, first base.
A leadoff single for the designated player, Kate Cook. Will bring Ava Benish to the plate. Runner at first, nobody out. West A at the plate, trailing 1-0 in this first round 5A softball playoff game. First pitch called strike at the knees to Benish. One. High and away. Ball and a strike now. Here to the first baseman, Benish. Claire Thomas still in the circle.
Let's go, Ava! Let's go, Ava! Everybody!
1-1 offering. Fly ball shallow to... It wasn't really that shallow. It really carried out there to center field. And Mayer's able to get out there and make that catch.
Next up, number 6, right fielder Hayden.
Off the bat, I thought that thing was going to die, but carried out there to Mayer. One out in the inning. Runner still at first base here for Hayden Martin, right fielder. Martin the lefty. That ball in the turf past the catcher, Munchinski, in taking second base on a wild pitch as Cook. Hey, Runner in scoring position now for West Allegheny. That represents the tying run in the bottom of the second inning. 1-0 the count here to Hayden Martin. That one low as well. Two balls, no strikes. Here's the 2-0. That one way upstairs. Three balls, no strikes. The count to Hayden Martin. The six-spot batter in this West A lineup. A leadoff single for Kate Cook. A wild pitch has moved her to second base. A flyout by Benish. With Hayden Martin, I assume, take all the way here. And it's a four-pitch walk. Runners at first and second base for West A with just one out.
Catcher Autumn Siski.
Siski will come to the plate. Siski, grounder to shortstop. Make the play at third base. Munchinski there to cover, and the leadout is retired. Cook retired 6-5. Martin moves to second. Siski aboard on the fielder's choice. And that brings Charlie Resitar
to the plate. Center fielder Charlie Resitar.
Runners at first and second with two outs. Now for Resitar, the center fielder, right-handed batter. I like the pink bat. Looks like Mother's Day the other day with the MLB. Everybody wearing their pink. First pitch to her. Ball. I like the ball call, I got to tell you. Ball. Eight-spot batter Resitar. One ball, no strikes. Claire Thomas in the circle. Sunglasses on. Winds and deals. Fly ball. This one into right. Going back here is Cunningham, and she can't track it down. One run will score. We're tied. Siski rounds third. She'll come home. And into third base is Charlie Resitar, and the Indians have their first lead of the ballgame. Could not find it out there. Could Cunningham.
Shortstop, Marissa Palema.
We're going hit or error on that. We're going hit. We're going, that's a triple. For Resitar, a two RBI triple that make it 2-1 West A. And that brings up Marissa Palema. Looks at ball one. One ball, no strikes. Runner at third base with two across for West A. One off the plate. Keeping it in front of her is Munchinski. Two balls, no strikes to Palema. Cunningham just could not track that one down. Three balls, no strikes now. Probably take here, and it's high. Another four-pitch walk, second of the inning for Claire Thomas. And we're back to the top of the order. Runners on the corners with two outs.
26. Third base, Maddie Merritt.
Maddie Merritt's, who grounded out to third base her first time up. It's five straight balls now thrown by Thomas. The four-pitch walk to Palema, and now 1-0 to the one-spot batter. Swing and a miss. She wanted that one. One ball, one strike now. Evens up the count. One, one. That one in front of the plate and will allow Palima to take second, no problem.
Come on, Maddie. Come on, Maddie.
Two balls and a strike. Fly ball, this one into right center field. This could be trouble. It is. It's off the wall. Coming in to score is Resitar. Palima rounds third. A two RBI double for Matty Maritz. And West Allegheny now has a 4-1 lead. That one was stroked off the wall.
Second base, Alexis Santucci.
Three hits in the inning. As Alexis Santucci comes back to the plate. Left-handed batter grounded out to second her first time up. First pitch to her is low. Thinking about going but retreating back is Maritz. Santucci, the eighth batter of the inning for West Allegheny. 1-0 pitch. That one past the second baseman, Bulabosh. Rounding third and scoring will be Maritz. Three hits in the last four batters for West Allegheny has given the Indians now a 5-1 lead.
Coming to the plate, number 27, pitcher Irene.
And that's going to spark a meeting in the circle. Ninth batter of the inning, and Irina Santoro coming to the plate. Four hits in the inning, five runs across, capitalizing on a couple of walks as well. Runners at first and second with two outs. And then Resitar with the two RBI triple. The walk to Palima, the double to score both of them, and now the single to score Maritz from Santucci as Claire Thomas remains in the circle. 5-1 the score in favor of the Indians. Two outs still with a runner now at first base for Irina Santoro. Ninth batter of the inning for the Indians. That pitch, high and away. Big inning for the Indians. 1-0, that one in the turf and will allow Santucci to take second. Second wild pitch of the inning charged to Claire Thomas. Two balls, no strikes, two outs, runner at second. Trying to add on to this 5-1 lead. Here's Santoro. Ground ball off the glove of the third baseman, Munchinski. She won't have a play at first. Knocked it down, but not enough. Let's see that again here. I gotta go error there.
Number 14, DP, Kate.
So runners on the corners now for Kate Cook.
Hey Kate, there's two more there.
Cook led off this inning with a single. Moved to second on a wild pitch, but on a force out at third. Now a ground ball back to the third baseman. Throw over to first is in time. And that will end the inning. But a big one for West Allegheny. The Indians bring across five runs on four hits. There was one error and two left on. We've played two. West A, the number four seed in this bracket, leads the number 13 seed Latrobe 5-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
Back here at Gateway, we head to the top of the third inning. West Allegheny with a 5-1 lead, putting up all five runs in the second frame. As we go back to the top of the order for Latrobe to start off this third inning, Natalia Sakaris, Juliana Bulabosh, and Sarah Blossy due to bat here in this inning. Left-handed batter Sakaris leads off this inning. First pitch to her in the turf. Fly ball into center. Here's Resitar underneath it and makes the grab. One down. Straight away at her, right in dead center.
Coming to the plate for Latrobe, number 7, second base, Bulabosh.
Can see the traffic out there beyond Gateway High School here in Monroeville. Not too far off the turnpike. Bulabosh now stands in. This one popped up, calling for it in the circle is Santoro. She makes the grab, two down, quickly. And a range over to her left, making that grab in front of Santucci, the second baseman.
That number 5.
And that'll bring up Sarah Blossy. Blossy with a ground out to shortstop her first time up. Base is empty, two down, top of the third inning. Latrobe with the plate trailing West A 5-1. First pitch to Blossy is a ball. One oh inside. Two balls, no strikes here to Blossy. Two oh there for a strike. Latrobe coming out of a section with Penn Trafford, who went to the state final a season ago. 2-1 pitch. Ground ball, left side, charging in here, the third baseman, Merritt's throw to first, and the side is retired. Down in order go the Wildcats. We head to the bottom of the third inning. It's 5-1, West A over Latrobe in the WPIL playoffs here on NFHS and the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
My dream field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My dream field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My dream field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Valley View Farm is the perfect venue for your wedding day. A rustic 1900s barn settled cozily among the rolling hills of Greene County, Valley View Farm provides a warm and welcome atmosphere. Weddings are the specialty, but Valley View is available to book for any event, and the barn is equipped with full heating and air conditioning to allow for year-round bookings. Wedding packages include a house DJ and a wedding coordinator, plus a staff that will take care of every need on your big day. To schedule a free tour, call 724-833-6426, valleyviewfarmvenue.com.
Head to the bottom of the third inning, Ava Benish, Hayden Martin, and Autumn Siski do to lead things off here.
Ava Benish at bat for West End.
1-0 pitch here to Benish. That one low and in the turf as well. Two balls, no strikes. Benish with a fly out to center field, her first time up last inning. Here's a 2-0. Fly ball into left field. This will get down in front of the left fielder, Blossy. A leadoff single for Ava Benish. West State was sent down in order
right fielder, Hayden,
in the first inning, but since then, that's five hits through 10 batters. I think that 11 batters. Because Kate Cook batted twice in that second inning. The ball low. Martin with a walk, a four-pitch walk. In the second, came around to score the very first run of the game for West A that tied it at one. The 1-0. That one low as well. Two balls, no strikes to the right fielder, Hayden Martin. Come on, 2-0 is there for a strike. Try to duck that one down a little bit, I think. Glad to have you along here on WJPA.com, NFHS. Official streaming partner of the WPIL. 2-1 pitch, fly ball, this one into left center field, and ranging over to make the grab is Mayers, the center fielder. One down. Brings up Autumn Siski.
Number 15, catcher Autumn Siski.
Runner at first with one out. West A leading 5-1. Another pitch low. Claire Thomas has struggled with that today. A lot of low pitches in this one. The 1-0. And Siski lays off of that one. Two balls, no strikes. Chinsky trying to frame that one up behind the dish. Two-oh pitch. Off speed, a high bouncer above the head of the third baseman. Machinsky gets the lead out at second. Throw not in time to turn two. Siski,
number 19,
aboard on the
Charlie
fielder's choice.
Recitar.
And that brings up Charlie Recitar. Had that two RBI triple in the second inning that gave West A the lead. Runner at first with two outs here in the bottom of the third. Eight-spot batter Recitar at the plate. Another fly ball to right field. And official walks in and calls time. I don't know what happened there. Brett, what happened? We got a replay of that? Maybe some interference there with Siski. At first, that ends the
once
inning.
Again, remember that concession
she caught it? Oh, I can't see right field. I thought that ball was out of play. My fault. So that's three outs. Of course, the inning is a. Say that again, I'm sorry. Okay, the runner is out. There was not a fly ball that was caught. Okay, I'm not crazy. Yeah, runner Siski is out. Recitar will lead off the next inning. Okay. A little confusion there at the end of the third inning, but West Allegheny still with a four-run lead, 5-1, as we go to the fourth here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation. We head to the top of the fourth inning, and right off the bat, a line drive from Morgan Mayers right to the glove of the third baseman, Meritz. Nice job by Meritz.
Coming to the plate, number 11.
Leap up and make that grab.
Munchinski.
One out, bases empty, top of the fourth. So I did get official word that Siski left early down there. Way late on the swing there is Munchinski. Oh, 01 chopper. Nice play by the shortstop Palima, but bad throw in the turf. Another error on Marissa Palima out at shortstop. So runner aboard.
DP Morrison.
With one out for Madison Morrison. First pitch, a ball. One ball, no strikes to Morrison. She walked her first time up. She's the only run scored for Latrobe. The 1-0. One low at the ankles. Back pick throw to first. Off the bag, but back in time because of the high throw is Munchinski. Nice job there, Gambita, our cameraman. Pole right in our way there and the runner at first, huh? Got to remember that for next time. Here's a 2-0. Off-speed pitch swung on and missed. Nice throw down to second. Beautiful throw from Siski. Beautiful tag there from Palima. And the base runner retired 2-6. Chinsky caught stealing. Two balls and a strike to the batter Morrison, now with two outs. And base is empty. Here's a fly ball into left on the run. Making the grab is Avery Boring. And that will end the inning. No runs, no hits, one error. But because of that nice throw from the catcher Siski and a nice tag from Palima, nobody left on the bases. We head to the bottom of the fourth. West A leading by 4-5-1 here in the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. In Washington, we are a community that grows together. W&J students, faculty, and neighbors share ideas, support local initiatives, and help strengthen the region we're all proud to be part of. From service projects to local partnerships, we're committed to being good neighbors and active contributors. Because when one of us thrives, we all do. W&J in Washington, moving forward together.
I believe we have a new catcher. We'll double check here in a moment. The catcher was Munchinski. Catcher now is Balco.
Leading off for West Bay.
So new catcher is Balco behind the plate.
Charlie Resitar.
For Latrobe. I'm going to make sure there's no other changes. Claire Thomas still in the circle. The other Munchinski still down at third as he gets set to go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Resitar still at the plate after Siski left early in that end of the inning in the bottom of the third. One oh pitch, ground ball past the pitcher Thomas into center field. Another leadoff single for West Allegheny. Three
coming
innings in a row, they've led off with a single.
Palema.
Brings up Marissa Palema. Nobody out with a runner at first base for the nine-spot batter, Palema, who walked her first time up. First pitch to her, she shows bunt, but fouls it back. Infield has remained the same, other than the catcher, Balco, coming in. 0-1, swung on and missed. Strike two. No balls, two strikes. Claire Thomas still looking for her first strikeout of the ball game in the bottom of the fourth inning. Oh, 2. A ball. West A with 5 runs on 5 hits, 2 errors, and 2 left on the bases. Here's the 1-2. That's outside. 2 balls, 2 strikes, and that will allow Restitar to take second base. Third wild pitch thrown by Thomas. Evens up the count at 2 balls and 2 strikes. Runner now at second with nobody out for West A, trying to add on to a 5-1 lead here in the fourth. Put up all 5 runs in a big second inning. 2-2 pitch to Palema. Fouls that one back. Waited on it there. That one will rise to it from Claire Thomas. Ground ball to the shortstop. She'll look the runner back in Resitar and make the out at first. One down. Brings up Maddie Meritz. 1-for-2 today.
Coming to the plate, number 26, third base, Maddie Meritz.
And a 2 RBI double in the second inning.
Let's go, Maddie!
First pitch to her is a ball high.
Come on, Maddie.
1 ball, no strikes. 1 out with a runner at second. Thomas winds and deals. 1-0 low. 2 balls, no strikes. I've commented on already, but that's been a common theme here from Claire Thomas in the circle this afternoon. A lot of low pitches. That one ball at the knees, below the knees. 3 balls, no strikes. Soon Meritz will be take all the way here. And it's a 4-pitch walk. Runners at first and second with 1 out for West Allegheny. The Indians already with a 4-run lead, trying to add on.
Second base, Alexis Santucci.
As the 2-spot batter, Alexis Santucci will step in. A ground out to second and an RBI single. Strike one. To the lefty batter, that one. Nice pitch there from Thomas. Oh, 1. A line drive right back to the pitcher Thomas. She knocks it down, gets the out at first. That will advance the runners.
Coming to the plate, number 27, pitcher Irina Santoro.
So now 2 outs.
Come on, Irina!
Irina Santoro to the plate here. Two runners in scoring position for the three-spot batter. Still looking for her first hit of the day. Pitch high and away. Santoro with a ground out back to Thomas in the circle and reached on an error in the second.
Come on, Irina!
1-0. High as well. Two balls, no strikes. Only run scored by Latrobe was unearned.
Come on, Irina, try something here.
Because of the air. 2-0. That one low. Three balls, no strikes. It gets past the catcher, Balco, and in to score from third is Resitar. And moving up to third base is Merritts. Three balls, no strikes. The count to Santoro. 6-1, West Allegheny. Another four-pitch walk. Runners on the corners with two outs. Second walk of the inning issued by Thomas. Runners on the corners, two outs, and the cleanup spot batter, Kate Cook, who's 1-for-2 today, comes to the plate.
Number 14, Kate Cook.
And we might begin a change here. And I believe we are. We're going to have a pitching change coming up here for Latrobe. And that'll be it for Claire Thomas. We will end her day for 3 2/3, giving up 6 runs, still responsible for the 2 on the bases. And we have a new pitcher for the Wildcats coming in to pitch now for Latrobe will be Morrison, who was the designated player, so the flex position. We'll see where it happens in this lineup now, but now into pitch is Morrison, the DP, in flex. So a new pitcher and a new catcher for Latrobe. We'll get these changes. Flex is out of the game. That makes it easy. DP is in. Morrison comes in. So Thomas, who was the flex player, comes out. So no changes to the batting order, but new pitcher is the DP, Madison Morrison. Here in the bottom of the fourth inning, a 6-1 lead for West A. Runners on the corners, new pitcher. Cook shows bunt, pulls it back, takes a strike. And that will allow Santoro to take second. So two runners in scoring position. 0-1 the count here to Kate Cook. With Morrison now in the circle. 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss. Strike two. She wanted that one. Good cut. Yo, two. Fly ball. This one into center field. Out to get it there is Mayer. She makes the catch. And that will end the inning. West Allegheny scores one run on one hit. No errors, couple of walks, and two left on the bases. We've played four. West A now leading 6-1 here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
Back here in Monroeville at Gateway, game one of our doubleheader. Next up here in Class 5A, we'll have Trinity and Plum on WJPA. and the NFHS Network. La Trobe now trailing 6-1, coming to the plate here in the top of the fifth inning. The Wildcats have just one hit. And bottom third of the order coming up here in the fifth. Macy right, Schultz, Maddie Machinsky, and Gabrielle Cunningham.
First base, Schultz.
Just one hit in the ballgame for these Wildcats. Schultz fouls one away. Glad to have you along here on WJPA.com and the NFHS Network. Nate Rigotti alongside Scott Donnelly. Brett Gambito on a camera. A beautiful day for softball here at Gateway. 0-1. That's a called strike. No balls, two strikes. Irina Santoro still dealing in the circle. Threw back-to-back strikeouts to start the game, but has not struck out anybody since. 0-2. Gets one there, though. Low and away, and chasing it there is Schultz. One out. Strikeout number three for Irina Santoro.
Third base, Maddie Machinsky.
Brings up Maddie Machinsky. Reached on an error her first time up. Two errors in the ballgame against the West A defense. Fly ball, this one into left. Charging in here is Boring. Camps underneath it and makes the catch. Two down. Base is empty now for nine spot batter Gabrielle Cunningham. Cunningham, the lefty, grounded out to shortstop her first time up. Showing bunt, pulls it back. First pitch to her is a fly ball foul that will just barely stay and play off the fence down there in left field. High fence the whole way around the field. Oh, one. Showing bunt, fouls that one away. No balls, two strikes now the count. Infield at normal depth. Here's the 0-2. Fouled away. That one will get out of play over La Trobe dugout on the third baseline. Some baseball action going on here at Gateway as well today. Oh, 2. One misses. Ball and a strike. Or ball and two strikes. A 1-2. Fouled away. Just staying alive here is Cunningham.
Adam, you good, buddy? You good? Would you tell me if you weren't?
Come on, Irina!
1-2. That one in the turf. You can see the black rubber pellets flying up from that one.
Hey, way to drive out there. Nice job.
In this artificial infield. Most of these games being played on artificial surfaces now to be able to deal with schedule changes in the weather. To avoid schedule changes, that is, but no need for that today. 2-2 pitch, that's low. So after being 0-2, it's now 3-2, full count. Here to the ninth spot batter, Cunningham. A couple of foul balls. This is a good at bat here from Cunningham. Payoff pitch. Fly ball. Calling for it, the left fielder, Boring again makes the grab. Back-to-back flyouts to Boring in left, ends the inning. La Trobe retired in order in the top of the fifth. We go to the bottom half of the fifth inning. West Allegheny leading 6-1 over La Trobe in the first round of the WPIL Class 5A softball playoffs here on the NFHS Network and WJPA, presented by the CNX Foundation.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night.
and a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
They are really the ones who are on the ground and know what their students need better than anyone else.
They protect the fairness and rules of high school sports.
They're here to look out for us. They're here to look out for what we love to do.
Head to the bottom of the
number 16,
fifth inning.
Base, Ava Benish.
Ava Benish will lead things off. 0 for 1 with a walk today. First pitch to her is low. First full inning of work here for Madison Morrison, who came on in relief in the bottom of the fourth inning and recorded just one out. 1-0 pitch misses. Two balls, no strikes to Madison Morrison. The 2-0. Upstairs, ball three. Three balls, no strikes. Morrison on in relief of Claire Thomas. There's a strike. Three-one, fouled away, out of play. That one way out of play. Ooh! And just smacked a, I think that's a Honda CRV out there. It was just driving up the road to get to the stoplight, and that softball went bounding over the fence and right at it. Payoff pitch, and that's in the turf. Lead-off walk to Ava Benish.
Next up, number six, right fielder, Aiden Martin.
West A, all but the first inning when they were retired in order, has gotten the leadoff runner aboard each inning. We will have a, this is a pinch runner for Benish. Benish, the first baseman. This is not a courtesy runner. And that is Jordan Dardis. So Dardis running for Benish at first base.
Come on, Hayden.
Runner on with nobody out for Hayden Martin. West A trying to add on to a 6-1 lead. Showing bunt, gets it down. Played by Morrison in the circle, and the throw's wide to the left. An error by the pitcher puts runners at second and third. Dardis to third. Martin advances not one, but two bases. And nobody out. Two runners in scoring position for Autumn Siski.
At bat number 15, catcher Autumn Siski.
Infield playing in with this runner at third. Siski looks at a ball. Back pick throw down to third. And back in safely there is Dardis. Siski still looking for her first hit. She's made contact, has reached base twice, both on a fielder's choice. Here's the 1-0. Lays off of that one. It's a strike. It's a good-looking pitch there from Madison Morris.
Come on, Autumn.
1-1. Ground ball charging in is the shortstop. Making the throw is Sakaris to first. Runner will advance from second to third. And coming home to score is Dardis to make it 7-1.
Now up, number 19.
Still a runner at third base. Now with one out for Charlie Resitar. Looks at a strike. Again, that pink bat. Set a ball blown away. One ball, one strike.
Looking good, kid. Come on.
One out still with a runner at third base. One run across in this frame. One, one fouled away. Fights that one off the hands. Actually grabs that left hand. What's
that?
One, two. Soft chopper towards third. Making the play there is Machinsky. And not able to do anything with that. Going to call that an infield single. She just nowhere to throw it. Recitar, that's her third hit of the ball game.
At bat, number 12, shortstop Marissa Palema.
Runners on the corners with one out for West A. One run across already in this inning. Lost our center field camera. Surprised it hung on as long as it did. Just power cycle that, Scott. See what happens. Marissa Palema at the plate. Showing bunt. Tries to get it down, but fouls it away. Our cameraman, Brett, might have to sprint out to center field in between innings here. Try to get that camera back on. Here's the 0-1. Showing bunt again. Pulls it back as that one's in the turf. One ball, one strike. Infield playing way in here on Palema. With that runner at third base. Shows bunt again, fouls that one away. One ball, two strikes. Now to the nine spot batter, Palema. A walk, a run scored, and a ground out to short in this ballgame. The bottom of fifth inning, West Allegheny leading 7-1. Here's the 1-2. Swing and a miss, strike three. Two outs now. That is the first time West Allegheny has struck out in the entire ballgame. Claire Thomas didn't strike anybody out, and now in her second inning of work, and Morrison gets her first K. But it's back to the top of the order now for the Indians. Two outs, runners on the corners. First pitch is a fly ball into right field. This will get down. One run will score. Rounding second to third and coming home is Recitar. She will score a two RBI double for Maddie Meritz. And it's now 9-1 West Allegheny. Her second extra base hit of the ball game. Four RBIs for Meritz. So a runner in scoring position. Now for Alexis Santucci. She looks at a ball blown away. Three runs across here in the bottom of the fifth for West A. The 1-0. Fly ball, and this one over the head of the second baseman, Bulabosh. Rounding third, headed for home. Here is Meritz, and she's in. An RBI single by Alexis Santucci makes it 10-1.
Coming to the plate, number 27, pitcher Irina Santoro.
Irina Santoro now at the plate. Three hits in four batters now for West A. Now runner at first, and now time called here. And Morrison came on in the fourth inning, faced just one batter in relief of Claire Thomas, and now has given up four runs in this inning. On just three hits. Walked Benish. Martin reached on an error. Both of them came in to score. We've got Mr. Brightside coming out from the West Allegheny dugout. These kids weren't even born, by the way, when that song came out. Were they? Probably not. Line drive foul down the right field line. Here for Santoro. That song came out in 2003. Oh, one. The ball, back pick throw. Back in safely with a high throw is Santucci. Two balls and a strike. Two one. Grounder. Nice play by the shortstop. Diving for it, Sakaris, and she gets the force out by tagging second base. And that will end the inning. But another big one for the Indians. They score four runs on three hits. There was one error and one left on the bases. We've played five. It's a 10-1 lead for West Allegheny over Latrobe here in the 5A softball playoffs on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Head to the top of the sixth inning. Back to the top of the order for Latrobe. Natalia Sakaris, Juliana Bulabosh, and Sarah Blossy due to lead off. 1, 2, and 3 spots. Latrobe with just one hit in the ballgame. Back in the second inning.
At bat, number one for Latrobe.
The one run scored by the Wildcats is unearned. West A's put up 5 in the second, 1 in the fourth, 4 in the fifth now. Scored double digits. Irina Santoro still in the circle dealing here as Sakaris leads things off. Line drive foul down the first baseline for strike one. Again, winner of this one will face the winner of number 5, Baldwin, and number 12, Kiske. That game underway right now at Norwin. Timeout, there's a bag. I think a baseball came over here. Might have been a home run from the baseball field. There's not much room between right field of the baseball field and the foul territory down the left field line. I mean, you're talking like 4 feet wide, maybe, between those two fences.
Look at that camera work by Brett Dunbar.
Camera work from Brett. 0-1 pitch, fly ball deep into center field. Going back here is Resitar at the warning track and makes the catch as she hits the wall. We were showing you the fence there, and Brett just in enough time to show Charlie Resitar make that grab in deep center field.
To the plate, number 7, second base, Bulabosh.
Brings up Bulabosh. Second baseman, 0 for 2, a strikeout and a pop out back to the pitcher's circle. Off speed, gets her to go around. I guess Brett didn't go out there and get that center field camera during the inning break, huh? 0-1 pitch, bouncer to the third baseman. Merritt's throw to first in time, two down. Since that, the second inning, by the way, is the only inning Irina Santora has not faced the minimum. Where Latrobe put up that one run, a hit and an error and a walk in that inning. Other than that, Santoro has faced the minimum. Now here's Blossy. Looks at a ball low. Two outs, bases empty, top of the sixth. 1-0. Ground ball played off the hop by Palima. Nice throw to first, and that retires the side in order once again. We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. West A with a big 10-1 lead here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
Looking for your next getaway? Discover Greene County, Pennsylvania, where small-town charm meets wide-open adventure. Explore scenic parks and winding trails. Visit historic towns and tour our picturesque covered bridges. Enjoy family-friendly events, hands-on history, and peaceful countryside views. Whether you're planning a day trip or a weekend escape, Greene County has something for everyone. Start planning your visit today at visitgreene.org.
We head to the bottom of the sixth inning. 4, 5, and 6 coming up for West Allegheny. Kate Cook, Ava Benish, and Hayden Martin. West A, if they score one run in this inning, it'll be a 10-run rule, and the game will come to an end. Maddie Morrison on for her second full inning in relief. Throws a ball. First 6 runs were charged to Claire Thomas, but a big 4-run fifth inning for West A. And here's another ball smacked into center field, but on the run to make the catch is Myers. 2 flyouts to center field for Cook today. We'll bring up Ava Benish. Benish 1-for-2 plus a walk. Did not score the run. Dardis came in and ran for her.
Next up, number 16, first base, Ava Benish.
Benish pops one up out of play behind home plate. That one's headed down to the roadway as well. One. That one rolls in there. 1-1. Benish led off that fifth inning. One. That one low as well. 2-0. Ball high. 3-1 here to Ava Benish. Fly out to center field. A single and a walk in this ballgame. Here's a 3-1. She draws another walk. A 1-out walk issued to Ava Benish. To runner at first base, that would be the winning run. As Hayden Martin still looking for her first hit
to the plate, number
of
6,
the ballgame comes out.
Hayden Martin.
Martin reached on a walk, reached on an error, scored 2 runs, and also flew out to center field. She looks at strike 1. Here's the 0-1. That one just misses. We lost that center field camera, so I can't show you what that looks like.
You know what it sounds like.
Come on, Hayden. 1-1. Add upstairs. 2-0. Runner at first base here for West Allegheny, leading by 9, a 10-1 lead for the Indians. Two on that one low as well. 3-0. One run here in this frame would end the ball game. No seventh inning at the 10-run rule. 3-1. Line drive into left field. And past the left fielder, it gets booted to the corner. Rounding third here is Benish. Play at the plate is not in time, and that's the ball game. A single and an error will bring Ava Benish home, and West Allegheny takes an 11-1 lead, and now they've realized that's a 10-run. They all looked around saying, okay, who's next? And that's your ball game. West Allegheny, a winner in the first round, 11-1 in six innings.
Congratulations to West A.
When we come back, we'll name
the WPIA
our CCBC Washington County College Center Player of the Game. Recap this one for you. We'll do it quickly. We got Trinity and Plum coming up next here on the WJPA Sports Network, presented by the CNX Foundation.
I'm Elizabeth McLeod Walls, president of Washington and Jefferson College. W&J is part of the fabric of Washington. You'll see our students, faculty, and staff volunteering in local organizations, supporting community events, collaborating with area schools, and lending a hand where help is needed. This is a place where people look out for one another, work side by side, and invest in the place we all call home. Washington and W&J, moving forward together.
My Dream Field has a scoreboard with a giant TV.
My Dream Field has dugouts for our mascot to dance on.
My Dream Field has lights to play at night. And a duck pond.
CNX is making dream fields come true by donating millions of dollars throughout Appalachia. Nominate your field at cnx.com/dreamfields.
Back here at Gateway, an 11-1 win for West Allegheny. The Indians are moving on to the quarterfinals on Thursday after an 11-1 win over Latrobe here today. Latrobe getting just one hit in the ballgame. Irina Santoro, very good in the circle. Outside of the second inning, the other five innings of the ballgame, she faced the minimum. Three in a row in the first, she gave up a hit, a walk, and an error in that second inning. That one run by Latrobe was unearned. Three in a row in the third. In the fourth, a runner reached on the air, but a great throw by Siski threw her out at second base, faced the minimum in the fourth, and then retired in order in both the fifth and the sixth innings, as Latrobe only gets a base runner, does not get a base runner in the fifth or sixth innings. Meanwhile, for West Allegheny, the Indians score five runs in that second frame when they bring 10 batters to the plate, scored another run in the fourth and then another big fifth inning to score four more runs. They add on that one run in the sixth to get the 10-run rule and defeat Latrobe 11-1 in six innings. It's time to name our Washington County College Center CCBC Player of the Game.
Start strong and stay local. CCBC's Washington County College Center gives you the edge to get ahead. High school students can learn to fly before they drive with our Aviation Academy. If helping others is what you do, let us help you. Advance from LPN to RN and open new doors in your healthcare career. Or get ahead in college by earning general education credits. No matter your path, we're here to help you move forward. Learn more at ccbcwashington.com.
Our CCBC Washington County College Center Player of the Game, Charlie Resitar, the 8-spot batter for the West A Indians. She goes 3-for-3, a triple, two singles, three runs scored, and four RBIs out of the 8-spot for the West A Indians as they advance to take on the winner of Baldwin and Kiske on Thursday. Winning pitcher is Santoro. Claire Thomas takes the loss. Santoro again pitching a one-hit game where she did not allow an earned run. Again, that one run scored by Latrobe unearned. Nice job by Santoro in the circle this afternoon. We're going to wrap this up quickly because we've got to get to our next game here, a doubleheader. Trinity and Plum in the 5A bracket coming up next here on WJPA and the NFHS Network. The season comes to an end for the Latrobe Wildcats. They finish their season at 10-9. West Allegheny improves to an overall record of 13-3, and the Little Indians will most likely, look at this score. Kiski with a 3-1 lead right now. Kiski, the 12 seed, Baldwin, the 5 seed, but it's Kiski up 3-1. Check our page. Brandon Rossi, our friend of Wesse, appreciate him and everything he does for us. I'm sure he'll be tweeting out scores as well. Today's game on the WJPA Sports Network has been brought to you by Valley View Farm, a premier wedding and event venue. Visit valleyviewfarmvenue.com. By Scenic Dream Fields, making your dream field come true. By Washington and Jefferson College, W&J in Washington, moving forward together. By Visit Green, Green County has something for everyone. Log on, visitgreen.org. By the Washington County College Center, operated by the Community College of Beaver County. Thanks so much to my cameraman, Brett Gambita, my producer, Scott Donnelly. I'm Nate Brigotti, signing off in the first round of the 5A Girls Softball Playoffs here in the WPIL. La Trobe with a mercy rule loss to West Allegheny. It's a West Day winner, 11-1. They're on to the quarters.